What happens when the scrappy startup you built in your spare bedroom suddenly needs to become something bigger than you ever imagined? That's the paradox every successful entrepreneur faces. The very passion and hustle that launched your business can become the ceiling that prevents its growth. This isn't about working harder or hustling more. It's about fundamentally reimagining who you are and what your business needs to become. The transition from founder to leader demands more than new skills. It requires a complete identity shift that many entrepreneurs never see coming. James Bartle's journey with Outland Denim reveals how purpose becomes the compass when scaling threatens to pull you off course. Growing up in remote Australia with pastor parents who regularly open their home to strangers in crisis, James learned that real impact comes from sustainable solutions, not temporary fixes. When he encountered an 11-year-old girl being sold into trafficking during a trip to Southeast Asia, he didn't start a charity. He spent 5 years building a business model that could scale compassion. The company teaches seamstress skills, financial literacy, and life skills while ensuring living wages. When Meghan Markle wore their jeans during a royal tour, the resulting explosion in demand could have derailed everything. Instead, they hired 46 more vulnerable women and doubled down on their mission. During COVID-19, the Australian headquarters team voluntarily reduced their own salaries to keep their Cambodian colleagues fully paid, proof that when purpose runs deep enough, it holds steady even when everything else shakes. Picture doubling your team overnight from 20 to 40 people. Bev Hurley, CEO of YTKO Group, lived that dream and the nightmare that followed. Without proper systems, her company halted business development for months just to build the infrastructure they should have had from the start. Growth without preparation isn't growth, it's chaos with a bigger budget. Test your readiness. Imagine receiving a full year's revenue tomorrow morning. Could you actually deliver? Working capital typically tops the list. Recruitment, salaries, stock, and equipment all demand investment before generating returns. As companies scale, the founder's superpower becomes knowing what not to do. You can't effectively manage more than a dozen people directly, making a senior team of two or three people you trust absolutely non-negotiable. Stephen Kelly, chair of Tech Nation, warns that crossing from 1 million to 10 million requires overcoming founder's syndrome, that dangerous belief that only you can do things right. The businesses that survive focus ruthlessly on four essentials: winning customers, keeping them, building products that work, and hiring people better than themselves. Darrell Coleman grew up poor with parents who drilled one motto into him: never give up. At Stanford, he listed 100 problems he wanted to solve. The first were petty annoyances. By number 50, he was addressing systemic social issues. That's when he realized most entrepreneurs solve the wrong problems. Your North Star isn't a vision statement crafted in a boardroom. It's what makes you come alive and what makes you furious. Darrell teaches a simple process: identify what brings you joy and what makes you angry. Then build 1-year, 5-year, and 15-year goals to maximize the former and eliminate the latter. Nicole Lamond proved this with Elements Vitamin Tea. After witnessing tea plantation workers who couldn't afford basic necessities despite full-time employment, she became passionate about fair trade. She bypassed Australian venture capitalists whose values didn't align with hers and raised $1 million from U.S. investors committed to organic farming. For Elements, values weren't marketing copy. Fair trade is written into their constitution. When your values are that clear, every decision becomes easier. Most venture capital funds underperform public markets. David Siegel reveals average VC returns hit 1.9x when they need 2.5x to break even over 10 years. VCs accept 70% of investments will fail. They're placing bets, not picking winners. Alex Packham's breakthrough came through the Accelerator Academy's 12-week program, connecting him with mentor Colin Smith. That relationship led to merging Content Cal with his agency, then raising $1 million, $1.6 million, and eventually a $2 million Series A. The true value wasn't the course content, it was the lasting network and support system. Ben Revel raised over half his $1 million through Crowdcube, gaining 300 investors with industry knowledge and vested interest in his success. His 30-day campaign required 12 to 14 months of preparation, and it's all or nothing. Miss your target by even a pound and you get nothing. The lesson? Stop obsessing over raising huge sums. Build minimum viable products quickly, focus on revenue, and remember that VC value add is largely mythical. They're investors playing odds, not partners. Dame Shelley Hunt advises asking potential mentors about their three biggest successes, failures, and assets. True mentors want you to exceed their achievements. Seek their guidance in specific areas, stay coachable, and trust their knowledge even when it contradicts your instincts. Rob Hamilton, founder of Instant Offices, built his philosophy on "the customer is not always king, the people are." He created transparency with a one-page three-year plan, fostered camaraderie through a minister of fun, company ski trips, and daily tea and cake rituals. Their Keep the Jerks Out recruitment policy required team approval of new hires. Adrian Kingwell of Mezzolabs created the Inside Out program. New hires receive a book on day one, and a life coach helps them define workplace and personal goals. This achieved an attrition rate 2 to 3 times better than industry average, while tripling team size in 6 years. For remote teams, Ramsey Anthony of Athlon emphasizes outcomes over micromanagement. Build culture across distances through regular inter-office meetings, annual worldwide gatherings, and virtual coffee breaks where connection happens naturally. Effective marketing starts with buyer personas, detailed biographies of typical customers understood as people, not job titles. The marketplace has shifted from pushy tactics toward providing genuine value. Demanding personal information from website visitors is like asking for a business card seconds after meeting someone at a party. Instead, offer valuable content without expecting anything in return. George Sullivan built the Soul Supplier from his bedroom with three principles. Be first to share content by developing relationships with brands and influencers. If you can't be first, be the best by enhancing existing content. And be original with unique perspectives. Matt Sweetwood transformed Unique Photo into New Jersey's largest camera superstore by staffing with passionate photographers and creating joyful photography classes that brought 1,000 customers monthly. Paris Cutler applies Blue Ocean strategy principles, contrasting red oceans, bloody, competitive markets, with blue oceans, uncontested market space, where strategists create new markets rather than compete in existing ones. Rapid growth can devastate profits. Revenue doesn't equal proportional profit. Lex Deek stresses that company value varies by sector and needs regular assessment. Structure your business from day one as if selling tomorrow, avoiding stock in acquiring firms or onerous earnouts. Jeff Fenster's vertical integration, owning supply chain parts, simultaneously boosts sales, efficiency, and value. With Everbull, he founded We Build Stuff for construction, Superfuel Coffee for supply, and Real Happy Foods as a superfood importer. Jeremy Harver rejects the work-until-death approach, advocating short building bursts followed by selling to create capital and reclaim time. Successful entrepreneurs share a pattern. Money enables freedom to choose their path. Beyond freedom, they need meaningful work that positively impacts others. Success brings the privilege of choosing collaborators and creating workplaces people want to join. Scaling demands mental toughness, resilience, and strong support networks. Embrace failure as learning, maintain focus, and ensure your North Star benefits from scaling. Your business will outgrow you. Will you grow with it?